Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen the salvation in which you prepared for all peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and to the glory for your people, Israel. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exalt in my God. For he has robed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. These canticles are but a few from a number of liturgical songs in the Bible. More specifically, for Simeon and Isaiah from today's scripture readings, the proclamation of these songs are a praise, giving thanks and bestowing a blessing to God for a promise fulfilled. The promise? Consolation, redemption, salvation, and an invitation to be more present in our relationship with God, an embodied God. And these canticles are songs of blessings that enunciate the positive. They express thankfulness for the fulfillment of an expectation, a hope, in a profoundly prophetic way, a way in which embraces, holds, and is embodied in the Christ child. I am Chamorro, and so is Ed Hoffman in the back by there. So, you two honor, yes, thank you. And in Chamorro culture, we have a very unique way of adding to our expression of affection with a blessing. In addition to an embrace and a kiss, we also include what is known as nyingi, which is the Chamorro practice of smelling or sniffing as a way of taking in the essence of one's spirit. And this blessing is bestowed by an elder to a child, blessing him and breathing in his spirit. It looks like this. And this is the image I see when Simeon embraces the Christ child, blessing him and breathing in his spirit. And I believe that this embrace and breathing in the spirit is what I wish to share with you today. A reason for proclaiming gratitude for God's salvation and redemption. A little over 8 years ago, Michael, my spouse, and I began our search for a new community of faith. It isn't easy being gay and raised in the Roman Catholic Church, but to leave a church that has always been a part of our lives wasn't easy either. Because you know, as they say in the Roman Church, no one leaves the Catholic Church. But Michael and I were not received very well in the church in which we were raised. So we sought, waited, longed for, and prayed diligently for a community that would welcome us. A faith community that would go beyond the toleration of the presence of the gay couple in the pews. We sought a community of faith that would see us for who we are, people on a faith journey, just as they are journeying, and receive us into the fold. We found All Souls by sheer accident, and as fate would have it, it was on Pride Sunday. Being received as an Episcopalian in All Souls and in this diocese is for me a great blessing. There is a very powerful spirit of hospitality which drew us here. And I believe it is this same spirit of welcome that has drawn and continues to draw new members into our community. For me, being received into this church, parish, and diocese is God's redemption, God's reconciliation, God's consolation, and God's invitation to continue into the priesthood for which my life has been so greatly blessed. Because my life is fostered, strengthened, encouraged, and empowered by you. You who have given me support when my sister was ill. You who held me in prayer when she died. You who have been with us as family while Michael prepared for ordained ministry. You support me now as I prepare to be received as an Episcopal priest. It is you who continue to inspire me in my call to priestly ministry. It is you and you that are God's light and presence for me, a sign of God's salvation and redemption. Each and every time we gather together in our brokenness and in our pain, when we gather to celebrate our joys and our hopes for one another, each and every time we gather in the breaking of the word and of the sharing of the Eucharist, I find God over and over and over again. Nyingi. I breathe in the spirit of all souls, and for this I give thanks. Because truly, we are for one another gifts of God for the people of God, illuminating the way for one another. So let us, as we celebrate this first Sunday after Christmas and begin the start of a new year, praise and bless God as with a canticle of thanksgiving for God's salvation and redeeming love. Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen the salvation in which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel.